Two-time Craig. That's what we're going to call him. Two-time. Hey, everyone. Welcome to 3G1 Up. I'm Keith. Sitting here with Spencer and David. What's up, my guys?
What's up?
I'm here.
Dude.
How you guys doing? What's been going on?
I finished that clock. So I...
David's a robot, and then he was the Flash. I think I caught in there that he finished Cyberpunk.
You caught more than I did. Turn your camera off, fool.
It was a really fast forwarded version. I hope yes, that comes. This is true. I'm not editing this stuff out.
No, you leave it.
Camera's off
in the recording because it was like I finished Cyberpunk. It's just like
really okay, so I finished Cyberpunk, and I mean, I gotta say, it's got its problems, but I had a good time with it. But we're moving on to bigger and better things. Been playing Torchlight this week.
Oh, nice. Touch on the Cyberpunk a little bit. I was reading a funny thing about somebody's theory on like how the game would go if it weren't Keanu Reeves playing.
Yeah, I saw that Johnny post.
Silverhand. You saw that post?
Yeah, and they're entirely right.
Yeah, and I fully understand what they're saying that I don't know, they shouldn't have given him such a major like role, that especially one that he's toying with your emotions and stuff like that. You already know this is a good guy. It's Keanu Reeves.
But he's not, though. Like, I think that's the point. I mean, having played through the story and knowing, like, I did the full Johnny Silverhand like story arc. I didn't like complete the game, but I came pretty damn close when it comes to all the storylines. And Johnny Silverhand is a fucking piece of shit. There's not a single interaction with, like, in all the flashbacks and stuff where you're like, oh, despite his abrasive character, he's actually golden hearted. No, he is to his core a fucking sociopathic narcissist. He's a fucking terrorist. He did this universe's version of 9/11. How many people did he kill in the Arasaka Tower bombing? This is not a good dude. And if they had literally anybody else other than the blessed Keanu Reeves, holy be thy name, it wouldn't have been as a, you wouldn't have been able to warm up to him initially to get to like start to get his side of the story, you know, like start to get his perspective,
right?
Like, okay, I get why he's doing this, maybe there's some sort of integrity for his morals here.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you didn't absolutely hate it.
I didn't. And after a few patches, I do want to do another playthrough.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to pick it back up and give it another shot. I keep saying that, and I keep not doing it, but one of these days I will. I'm going to use that segue into some GTA RP that I've been watching recently. Have you guys been able to watch any more of that in this past week? I know this was a busy week with Valentine's and everything, but... were you able to catch any more GTA RP?
I did not.
No, unfortunately. Just I spent a little bit after the episode last week just watching the stream of Buddha a little bit.
Yeah. I was watching some, and there's a lot of developing characters, and in 3.0, so they've had wipes, like full server wipes for 2.0, 3.0, every time they restart, you kind of have to gather your assets again. You don't start with your millions of dollars and all your cars and stuff. You have to start from scratch. And in 3.0, they've gone from a 48-person server to 148, I believe. So there's a lot more going on in the city and a lot more characters that are able to come through. And it's been really great seeing some of these new people get into NoPixel. And one of them is a streamer that I found named Burn. And I brought this up because he plays a couple of characters. One of them is Gordo Ramsay, who is Gordon's brother. And he's doing this whole television series where he just shouts at, like, role plays, shouting at people, like cooking in this role playing server. It's fucking great. I watched Lyric go on his show and just get fucking demolished by Gordo Ramsay. But his other character is Johnny Silverhand, and he does a fucking fantastic Keanu. He plays the character really well, so you know all the glitches and bugs that were happening with the AI and Cyberpunk, like not being able to go upstairs and stuff.
Yeah.
And he role plays the character that way. So he'll start going upstairs and he'll be like, ah, and they'll fall over, and then he'll like, get up and walk into him and be like, ah, and fall over just over and over again. So he has to have people like carry him upstairs so he can get up the stairs. Every once in a while, he'll start like doing this with his voice, and then he'll like start T-posing and stuff. It's been really fucking great to watch.
Do you T-pose in GTA?
There's a bunch of different emotes that they can use, especially in RP. There's like hundreds of emotes that you can use, and you can like keybind them so it shows you like pointing at things or using things in your role playing. Some of the streamers get really creative with some of the emotes as well. But yeah, that I thought that was great. He check him out. He's a streamer. He's called Burn, B-U-R-N. And he does some really good stuff on GTRP. I think he's like 3 days a week, Saturday, Sundays are two that I know of. But that was a good time watching that. And of course, I keep watching Lyric because those guys are great. But yeah, tune in to some NoPixel 3.0. It's fucking awesome. We'll move on from that because I know we talked a lot about that last week. Spencer, what you been gaming on? I know you got a few new things to talk about. I wanted to hear from you. You picked up something on the Lunar sale from Steam that just ended, right?
I did. I grabbed Destroy All Humans, finally.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that a while back, and I know you were keen on picking it up, so I'm glad you got it on a sale.
Yeah, it's been pretty great, honestly. It's everything that I remembered it to be. It is it's definitely a product of its time. You know, it's that kind of old, you know, game style, I guess. You know, it's not as polished as modern games. You know, the missions are all pretty short. But you know, it's fun. It's just mindless fun. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I really liked what they did with it. I watched some streams of it. I still haven't got my hands on it, but with your like the different powers that you get to unlock as you're making your way through, cloning things and turning making yourself look like other things. It's a fun little strategy game that's just mindless, like you said. How far have you gotten into it? Are you just like slowly kind of picking that through it?
Probably 4 to 5 hours so far.
Okay,
so not terribly far. Yeah. But like I said, super enjoyable. I've been having a lot of fun with it.
That's cool. I'm excited to hear more about that, but I want to hear about your new toy.
Tell us about your new toy. For Valentine's Day, my wonderful fiance.
Something that buzzes.
Got me. Yes, thank you, David. Got me a Oculus Quest 2, which has been just absolutely ridiculously awesome.
So I know you said you picked up a table tennis game. Is that the only thing you've played with it? What have you been doing?
So a few things that I've done.
Porn? Are you going hentai?
Not yet.
No. You didn't get the like lush that connects to it to stick up your butthole?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Don't worry. I got to save up for that.
It's the immersion gaming diode.
No, so like you said, I picked up a table tennis game, which, because it was fairly cheap, it was like $15. And it is the coolest thing ever, man. Like, it honestly feels like playing actual table tennis. Like, you really get immersed into it to the point where it you know, the controller vibrates, you know, when you hit the ball, so it feels like you're actually connecting with something.
Nice.
like it got to the point where when I was done, I accidentally tried to set my controllers down on the table.
Yeah, I saw of that particular game that you're talking about. I saw a video of a guy trying to lean over to pick up a ball, to lean on the table to grab a ball that was kind of bouncing in the center of the table. Uh-huh. And he just fell over because there's no actual table.
Yep.
Like you get too used to your visual and you forget that it's not real world.
Exactly. I did accidentally smack my TV with the controller at one point too. You got to be real careful with the guardian boundary that you set. It's like a ball was bouncing off the side of the table and I went to swing at it and smacked my TV with it. So
no dive shots, nothing like that.
Nothing like that. Got to be a little careful, or at least have a nice big empty open room if you're going to be trying to pull off trick shots.
How are you doing with like motion sickness? I know you can be kind of sensitive.
You're sensitive. I'm not sensitive. You're sensitive. I haven't had any issues. I did give me a headache the first time I played with it.
Yeah.
But the two or three times afterward, I haven't had any issues with it.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of getting
used to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially these newer ones, they're kind of holding back on some of the frame rates and stuff. So it is a little bit smoother. There's not a lot of that bobble. They're dialing in that stuff. So I think these newer sets, especially, you're not getting nearly the complaints of motion sickness as the earlier ones.
Yeah. And you know, I listened to quite a few different like science based podcasts and stuff like that. And every once in a while, stuff in this sector pops up on there. And so like for a couple of years now, they've had the motion, like the eye tracking, algorithms and stuff like that. Their motion sickness precautions, safeguards are definitely getting more and more robust. This is definitely a technology that's coming into its own right. I just wanted to see what the sensitive bitch had to say.
Well, then ask a mirror.
So yeah, that's always the question I have for people playing VR too, though. But that one,
it's like, how does it make you feel?
Yeah.
And it's legit for sure. Like I said, it took me a time or two to get past the headaches, but and there's some accessories I'm going to pick up that I've heard help with it too. Like they make an elite head strap. Yeah, that for sure. Also, that'll definitely make it more comfortable. They have like an elite head strap, which has like a counterweight on the back of it so that it's not the entire weight, right on your eyes.
I'm imagining like this whole harness setup that like wraps around your torso a couple times and even has like a butt plug that we were talking about that just like velcros right up in there, like super tight, you know, kind of like the harnesses that you put on to go like skydiving or something. But this one's got a butt plug attached
straight up in. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And a gag ball.
So there's a couple of cool other things. Like there's a native Netflix app for it, where it like puts you in a VR like ski chalet with a giant screen TV on the wall.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. There's a desktop, like a remote desktop app. So I was able to wirelessly pull up like a remote desktop within the VR of my PC. So the dream is to be able to launch Magic Arena within VR through my desktop and play Magic from the headset. And I almost had it working. The only problem is for some reason I'm having trouble like clicking on some of the menus and stuff within the game. So I need to look into that because I think there was somebody on Reddit who got it working. So I need to see what the fix is.
That's cool. So are you standing like in a room that's made of the tabletop and you're moving like life-size cards, or are you sitting at a table like playing Magic? Like what do you,
as cool as that? Okay. Basically what it is I'm sitting like, you know, in a void or like a galaxy or space or whatever, and I can see my desktop screens like monitors.
Oh, okay.
and basically just launch the Magic game. I launch Arena from the desktop, and you know, it comes up in windowed mode or full screen or whatever. So it's basically just like playing Arena, but
sitting at your desktop with extra steps.
It's like those scenes from movies and shit where they're just like floating in a void and like hollow screens pop up in front of their faces and they touch shit to control. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
That's how it feels. Like it's really cool.
Can you customize the background void that you're sitting in? Is it just like a black void? Can you make it like a Sarlacc mouth or something? Can you make it like, I don't know.
It's customizable, but probably not I haven't seen a Sarlacc mouth specifically, but there are different backgrounds and stuff you can change.
Why would you want to sit in a Sarlacc mouth?
I would not.
Or you don't want to sit in a
Sarlacc mouth. The first place his mind goes. But yeah, there's just a lot of really cool apps. Like I said, a lot of streaming stuff. I've already got a list of games I want to pick up. There's a game. You guys have probably heard of Beat Saber, right?
Yeah, Beat Saber looks cool.
It's basically like Guitar Hero, but for VR. And, you know, instead of playing a guitar, you're using these like lightsabers to hit, you know, different colored blocks to music.
And you have to hit like the directions. There's like down and up beats and left and right beats.
Right, right.
Yeah, Rock Band had drums, you know. You could have That's just true. Said Rock Band.
But it's not really like drums, though, you dummy.
It looks a lot like drums.
Not really. Like it, because you're having, like I said, to like swipe down or swipe up and then left and right. There's like a lot more different movement to it, and I think you can even like change to like staff controller. I've seen video of like them doing a staff controller.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
that's fucking cool.
Kind of cool. That is.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I'm gonna pick up. Yeah, there's a few others on my list. Vader Immortal was the Star Wars game that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that looks awesome. I know there's one that's like a medieval fighting. I don't know what it's called, but I always see fucking GIFs of it on Reddit.
What is that called? What is it called? Sword and shit. I can't remember.
I don't know, sword and shit. But that one looks great because I think there's a lot of mods for it, like gun mods and lightsaber mods and stuff like that. Definitely look that one up.
I know. So the next thing on my list of accessories to get is the Quest Link cable, which basically turns it into a full-fledged PC VR headset. You plug the 16-foot Link cable from the headset directly into your PC, and then it works just like an Index or a Rift or whatever.
Okay.
And you can play, you know, all of the full-fledged PC VR games that need a graphics card to process.
What kind of cable is it? Is it like proprietary kind of cable? Is it?
No, it's a USB-C cable, but it has to be active. I don't know the exact science behind it. It needs to have an active connection, which basically like adds more power. I don't know what the fuck it is. All I know is it's not just any random USB-C cable.
Yeah, I do kind of know what you're talking about. I tried to use the USB-C cable for my microphone just to plug my phone in one time, and my computer was like, hey, that's not the right cable, you dipshit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah, that's something I'm going to look into next because I really want to play Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah, and I want you to get Hitman and tell me if that's any good, too.
Is that Hitman VR out yet?
I don't know, but I want to hear about it when it is, because just watching like the preview videos for it looked fucking great. That looked like a perfect setting for VR.
The other one I just found out is out for VR is there's a Phasmophobia VR.
That's what it's developed for. Like,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Phasmophobia, like, it has non-VR play, but the VR is like one of the major reasons why it's being made. I think that there are even separate lobbies from the people playing on. I think you can choose to be in the same lobby, but like if you're playing VR, it's a much different setup. I hear doors are kind of hard to open right now and stuff, but Phasmophobia, that's probably one of like the more popular indie games right now for VR. It definitely looks like a ton of fun. If you get that, we might have to look into whether if we could play together while you're in VR and while I'm on my keyboard and mouse, because that's one that we should play together. That's like three or four people solving mysteries type of thing.
Right, which would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely recommend picking up one of these headsets for anybody who can, wants one and can afford it. I had some qualms about it at first because it is Facebook owned, but honestly, like, I have a Facebook account anyway, so fuck it. They already have all my data.
Yeah, they already know everything about you. Your file is already collected, so.
They exactly. do have the more affordable setup, if I'm not wrong, right?
Quite a bit, yeah. I mean, you can get the base model, and the only difference is size of internal memory. So there's a 64 gig version and a 256 gig version. And the 64 is $299. And like I said, you get the cable on top of that. You can get a third party link cable that's compatible for $30-$35 on Amazon. And you have basically, a full fledged PC VR headset.
That's super affordable. So if you've got a capable PC, you're not looking at dropping another $800 on top of your PC cost to run this thing.
Yeah.
$800 to like a grand. Some of these.
The Index is $1,000.
Yeah.
And requires, you have to set up the trackers within your room and all that. Whereas the Oculus is inside out tracking, so you don't have to worry about it.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. I'm glad I finally know somebody that actually has a VR rig so I can learn more about it just vicariously.
For sure. Once we get past COVID, we'll get together and you guys can play it.
Yeah. Once you get that butt plug, I'm in.
Yeah, for sure.
That'll be immersion a fun one Diane. To pass around the room.
Just bring your own soap. I don't intend to clean it before I hand it over to you guys.
That's all right. Sharing is caring. Well, cool. Yeah. I'm happy for you and your new toy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Right?
All right.
It was a shock.
Yeah, that's a good V-Day present. That's a big one.
Right, yeah.
I don't understand the point of buying big presents for Valentine's Day. Take your shitty flowers and chocolate. We gave the corporations their money. Let's go to tomorrow.
Because Spencer needs VR. That's
Christmas was like just a month ago.
Well, I didn't get it for Christmas, did I?
Well, maybe if she didn't have to save a fucking present for shit-ass Valentine's Day, you would have.
David needs to go get himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
David, what have you been gaming on? What's your deal other than beating Cyberpunk? What you been playing? Is this a magic moment? You've been magicking?
I have been magicking, getting my ass kicked. I worked up a little bit more in-game currency and did another draft and then got my shit pushed in. So now I'm working up more currency to do more drafts.
Yeah, I did a quick draft today and I got my dick punched hard. I suck at this game.
I thought the last sealed deck that I made, I thought I was going to do really good. I went Rakdos Boast. One of my first drops was, or one of my first picks was, not picks. No, it was. Yeah. Okay. So this wasn't a sealed draft or a sealed game. It was a draft. And one of my first picks was, what's his name? Arnie, that the
3/3 haste for three.
Yeah. I got all red, black berserkers. All of them, all my creatures were berserkers and I got all the tribal effects that I could, in those cards. And I just got fucked up hard. It's like, God damn it. I don't get it.
Do a little, there's some good, limited podcasts out there and articles about drafting and stuff for each set.
Yeah.
At the very least, learn the archetypes before you start a draft.
What are you trying to say?
That you're stupid and don't do anything. I don't know.
Rakdos Berserkers is totally an archetype. I don't know how strong it's performing in this meta right now, but Rakdos Berserkers is a thing that they put in this set. Just saying.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah,
you're
stupid, I need to
but right.
I need to look up something. Like I went in, I had a bunch of in-game currency. I just patched it. I was like, yeah, why not? I'll play one of these quick drafts. You know, it's the little three pack sealed. And oh, yeah. I put together a blue-red deck that I thought was, I don't know, it's got decent creature power. I've got some pretty good spells in there, and I'm getting my fucking dick handed to me on a platter. Like, it's not fun. I don't want to eat dick, especially my own.
I made an Is It Giants deck for the Kaldheim Limited Constructed event that was going on.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is not used to you. I chose Is It because was it last week or the week before, Spencer, that you were like, oh, Giants is pretty fun. And I don't, they're like too slow moving. It's not Is It colors. You know what I mean?
I'll link you my deck list. You can net deck off of me. Cause you probably were stupid and did it wrong.
Well, so whatever.
Don't build decks bad.
I'd rather text, be a loser than some bitch ass net decker.
Text AJ and ask him totally for his deck and then challenge Spencer with one of AJ's decks.
Fucking. Oh, well, go, that's guy. Why.
I dropped it in the group me so you can.
Yeah, and the first card you have linked is not from Kaldheim. I told you Kaldheim Limited.
Oh, the Kaldheim only constructed?
Yeah.
Well, that's your fault for
that's my problem. Deck. That's why the deck sucks is because I
don't play a big stupid event. I don't know what to tell you.
I think the moral of all of this is that David's big and stupid. Well, but I'm also I'm pretty stupid as well. Like I'm pretty dumb. Like I thought my deck was not great, but it was like, yeah, all right. I can win a few games with this. Nah. I'm getting nothing.
0-3.
Actually, I only played two because we needed to record. So I've got my third game after we're done recording. But yeah, I'm probably gonna lose that. Not gonna lie. But I need to play more. This is the first game that I've of Magic I played since we played in your backyard over the summer, Spencer.
Oh shit.
So, I just need to actually take some time. I just kind of threw a drafted deck together without even knowing a goddamn thing about what's going on in Kaldheim other than what we've talked about on here. So just bits and pieces. I need to actually look some things up. I don't even know what colors I want to run, honestly. What have you been liking, David? What's your favorite been through Kaldheim?
So the only like Kaldheim focused deck that I have right now is that Is It Giants. But I really want to make that Rakdos Berserkers work. I might build a more robust deck, just something that's not a shitty draft deck.
There were some pretty rude black berserkers out there.
Black berserkers were definitely my more powerhouse berserkers. There's some gross ones.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty.
For sure.
And the whole boast mechanic feels, it's all very Rakdos-y. I like the speed and aggressiveness of Rakdos.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. What's your bread and butter in Kaldheim right now after a few weeks of playing, Spencer?
In draft, I've been doing black and blue or green and blue a lot and doing really well within
those two. I've been seeing a lot of black and blue. Some people playing.
In fact, I'm in the middle of a draft right now that's all zombies and snow creatures with King Narfi at the helm. He's the 5-cost blue-black zombie legend that gives, other snow and zombie creatures you control get +1/+1. You can pay 3 snow mana to return him from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what I like about some of these seals. You really get those snow cards ramped up together. It's pretty fun.
For sure. The only problem with the snow is you have to actually draft each snow land.
The land, yeah that's the yeah, shitty
the land is sure. Really hard to get.
Yeah, it's it kind of sucks. You have to be really cognizant of that because you can't just add snow lands to your deck. You actually have to draft them.
Yeah. I did notice that, and that's a bummer. But still, I think it's a cool mechanic to have.
For sure.
All right. Well, that's it. Is that our magic moment? We magicked out.
I didn't do the song. This magic moment.
Yeah, that's getting cut.
That was our moment of magic.
Bleep technology coming in.
Wasn't that bad.
All right. Well, what else? You got some news, Spencer, or you got anything else for us, David?
The only thing I wanted to touch on. I mean, this is just a little bit of an oddity that I noticed before Spencer moves on to some news topics. There are three somewhat older games that were made big splashes when they were announced or were very popular back in the day that are getting updates or like, okay. So I'll name them. Halo 3 is getting a new map after a decade. Star Wars Republic Commando is headed to Switch. And there's a canceled FPS, 6 Days in Fallujah, that is seeing continued development and a resurrection after it was... I remember seeing that game pop up a little bit in the news years ago. I don't even remember when.
Yeah, they canceled it because ties to the war in Iran, so...
Yeah, because is it distasteful? There's a way, I mean, Call of Duty, in their origin, I mean, still, Call of Duty's found a way to be respectful and take war games in from a respectful angle. So if they do it right, 6 Days in Fallujah doesn't need to be a shit show.
Yeah, unless it was taking a different angle. I don't like you could say respectful, but that's respectful from the American's point of view.
Yeah,
this game may have been taking a different point of view that they're like, yeah, nah. So I really don't know. I'm interested to see what does come of that game because it is finally going to be released. That one's interesting. The other two are weird. Republic Commando coming to Switch. I know when you posted this in Discord, Spencer said, like, how about they come up with some more just original Switch titles? And I kind of agree. I'm tired of all these reboots coming to Switch. Let's just get some more fucking Switch games. Let's get a Star Fox. Let's get the F-Zero. Let's get Metroid. Like, I want some
an original really... Mario Kart.
Yeah, that would be great.
I mean... I agree with you. I do think that Switch needs to work on their own titles and expand a little bit, but I think that this game is not like Skyrim coming to Switch, you know, where we're like, oh fuck, we done Skyrim into the goddamn ground.
Yeah, you're right. This is a reboot that's a welcomed reboot because it's not a game that you're gonna go back and play on PC. Like so it's nice for them to give it a modern platform to play on.
I'm curious to see what they do with it. If it gets some updates, if it's just like a straight across port, that's almost definitely not what it's going to be. The game's too old to do that, I think. So I'm interested to see what comes of it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. Shut up. What's the news?
I got some news. What do we got? Dota is getting a Netflix anime series next month. So I don't know if you like Dota, that's probably cool.
I don't know. I mean, that
I didn't know Dota had a story.
I honestly didn't either. I knew there was kind of a story happening when it was a custom game on Warcraft 3, but it was using all the Warcraft characters that were reskinned and stuff. So I don't know. That'll be interesting to see like original characters coming out of that. I'll watch it to see if it's good.
Nope, for sure. I know we talked about the Borderlands movie a little bit last week and how they cast Jamie Lee Curtis. There's another casting announcement came out that Jack Black will be voicing Claptrap.
Super excited about that.
I saw that and I'm a little ambivalent about it. I love it and I don't necessarily understand the choice. I'm curious to see how it comes out. I do think I'd love Jack Black, but and he's personality kind of aligns with Claptrap's. I don't, for some reason, it just doesn't sit all the way right with
me. A little too happy-go-lucky. You're right. As I'm thinking about it, he's a little more happy-go-lucky than the like what Claptrap is at his core. I find it curious that they didn't just get the voice actor for Claptrap to do it. Like,
yeah,
this has already been voice acted through multiple games.
Yeah,
so
I don't
get that guy. Like, he does the voice. He does it great. He is the voice.
Pretty much. It's not like they needed an actor to fill in to like be a body or anything, you know?
But that being said, I am excited about it because I fucking love Jack Black. The guy touches something and it's gold. Like, I love his movies. I love his music. I'm a sucker for Jack Black.
For sure. What else? E3 2021 has announced their dates. It is once again going to be online. Virtual showcase just like last year.
I kind of like that. I enjoyed them catering to a virtual crowd rather than half catering to the people at home that were getting little tidbits, and the real treat was being at E3, and you always felt like you were missing out on E3. You didn't get to play the games and stuff like that. When they do it virtually, you still, like, they're giving us at home like access to a lot of these demos and shit like that. And it feels like it opens it up a lot more. So I'm not too hurt by this news.
So we'll be looking forward to that June 15th through the 17th.
Cool.
So that should be pretty cool. Remember that Amazon game New World that we've talked about and have been excited for?
Yeah.
Delayed again.
Yeah, I figured it would be. They just can't seem to get their shit together over at Amazon Games.
So we're back. We're now at August 31st.
And we were looking at August of 2020. That's when it got delayed to March.
Yep, exactly. So we're backed up on that one a little bit more. But, you know, hopefully they're going to, as we always say, when we bring up game delays, hopefully they do it right and it won't be shit because of the delay.
And because they've got to get a win. Amazon's got to get a win with their game studio. Like, they have to make this one a blowout, or they're going to have a really shitty time pulling themselves out of the hole they've dug.
Exactly. Lastly, there's 7 new games added to Game Pass coming up in the next week or so. So let's see here. Code Vein will be coming to PC. Not one I've heard of. I'm just going to hit the ones that actually sound good. Dirt 5 is coming to PC and console.
Nice.
Elite Dangerous is coming to console. And the Super Hot sequel, Super Hot Mind Control Delete, will be coming to PC. I believe it's already on console, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Wasn't Elite Dangerous already on console?
Nope.
I feel like I play it on console.
I mean,
you own it?
I think it was a Games with Gold at one point.
Oh,
maybe that's what
really
it is.
Early on, yeah.
And the other one, Wreckfest. Have you guys heard of Wreckfest?
Wreckfest is fucking awesome. Have you guys played that game? That's a game my sister plays, and it is super cool. I need to buy it. Next sale, I'm buying that game. I've been looking at it for years, and the physics and everything about it, it just looks so fucking fun. My sister loves it.
Like a demolition derby game?
Yeah, and they also have races too, and the races are just as chaotic as Demolition Derby because you still have the same like crush physics and stuff like that. And there's usually like the servers are packed. You find the right server, you got 30 to 50 cars on the track. Some of them are buses, some of them are little rinky-dink cars just like hammering into each other going in a figure eight. It's a brutal game. Like, it looks like a ton of fun. I've got to buy that game next sale. Like, I've put it off for 2 months.
Do you have Game Pass?
I do have Game Pass. Is it on PC?
Yeah, it's going to be on PC starting February 18th.
Fuck yeah. That's good to know.
So today in the future.
Future today.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the news.
All right.
Nothing else happened.
News is done. All right, well, I think that's the show. You guys good? We're good? Good?
I'm good.
David, good?
No, but I'll be okay.
I'm going to go order a certain accessory we've talked about for my VR headset.
Excellent. I'm excited. All right, boys. Oh,
me too.
The cerebellum tickler.
Follow us on Facebook. Check out our Twitters. Twitter our twatters. Join our Discord. Come check our Discord. We talk a bunch of shit to each other because nobody else is in there. That's a lie. There's some people in there.
There's people.
But they're our friends. So let's get some new people in there. What else we got? We got a website, 3guys1up.com. If you're there, why don't you check out our Smoking Hot Patreon and become a patron? If you really enjoy our content, we'd love for you to become a patron. And soon enough, we will have patron content coming to that. We're not there yet because we need more patrons. So,
and also, we has the big dumb, and we got to think up patron content.
I mean, yeah, that too. But I mean, we could have blamed it on them for now.
Yeah, you just threw us under the bus here, man.
Fucking dick.
They already know that I have the big dumb.
Yeah, with that, whatever. Have a good week, I guess. Catch you guys next week. Bye.